bless you all this morning.
Now, Lee's just found this out on the driveway somewhere. So if anybody's missing part of their car and they don't start up after lunch, you might need this. I'm not sure what it is. That's all right. Should we just stand this morning and sing, "I'm so glad Jesus set me free"? I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting. On the way to heaven, shouting victory. On the way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Just going to say it's nice to see Jackson here again playing there. And I'll just ask Brother Paul if you would come and open in prayer this morning. Thanks, Brother Paul.
Oh Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we can come into this house, Lord, and shout your victory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful setting that we have here, Lord. For our fellow believers around us, we just pray, Lord, that your presence here will touch us all, Lord. That, Lord, you will speak to each one of us. That we may open our hearts to receive from you, Lord, to be one with you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Paul. I'll just ask now, is there any items this morning? Just, all right, very good, thank you. We'll sing number 31, Standing.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing. standing on the promises I now can see. Firmly present, cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by a love strong for. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's word. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fail. Resting in my Savior, oh, heaven. Standing in the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. That's where I want to be standing this morning. Not on our good works, not on our bad works, but standing on the promises of God. Let's sing number 107. In the city where the Lamb is the light.
There's a country by me on starry sky. Camera comes at night. In the picture is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where they come at no night. I'm a mansion of the dead and when we come for it, I am going where the Lamb is the light. In the avenue of sunshine by me.
Thank you. We can't wait until that becomes a reality. I don't know about you, but this life, sometimes it just grinds you right down. You're just like, Lord, when? Let's sing number 93, The Love of God is Greater Far.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star.
Here I come.
We'll sing number 141, and then I'll ask Sister Pauline if she'd bring you a song. What can wash away my sin?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the proof that makes me white and smooth. No other count I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So healing this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my part in this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Bless you. Thank you, Sister Pauline. I wonder if Brother Lee would bring the prayer request this morning. There's no new ones on the internet as such, but if there's some in the congregation. Maybe here's one here.
Yes. Got a bruised heel of all things. Even had to go to the doctor about it. And a few other things, but anyway. But just to remind anybody that might have lost this, I found it in the yard out here. It might be off an umbrella. It's not a car engine or anything, but it's something that's shiny and they may miss it, so put it in my pocket. Come and see me if you find you who it might be for. Shall we just bow our heads? Lord Jesus, we just love you. We're singing that love of God we were singing, and in the chorus, I think it was the chorus, no, it might have been the last verse, it was talking about if the sky was a parchment, if the sea was full of ink, and if we had quills that could write, and all those things, it's rather elaborate. But when I thought about it, Lord, I know that you can do these things. You can do the impossible. And I know you did it in my life, Lord. There's no way that I was deserving of getting eternal life except that you provided your life in my stead. And all whom would ever acknowledge you for their lives, it doesn't matter what colour we are, what language we speak, you understand all languages. In fact, you gave them, Lord. You are Almighty God, and there is nobody but nobody but nobody can even approach you without your love. And we love you, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for what you've done for us. And Lord, we didn't have a list of people that maybe needed healing, but the people that hear this would know that when they have a need, they need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand every detail. You know about every pain, about every depression, about every bit of loneliness. People that have been let down in themselves, but you don't let them down. In fact, Lord, you tell us, bring all your troubles to the Lord. And as I often tell people, put all your problems at the foot of the cross. Don't pick it up and take it away again. Leave it there. Leave it to God. Commit it to Him. That's what He wants us to do. He's able. You are able, Lord. And we're very grateful for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for all the answered prayer requests that we've had over recent times. Even could be years. Lord, you hear every single prayer that anybody offers to you, Lord. You hear it. We think about people that are destitute, people that are in financial terror, Lord, don't know which way to move, can't move. We think about people and nations that are under pressure with war and criminals that are not only creating the problem, but they themselves are in need. Lord Jesus Christ, you are our answer no matter what our problems are. So we just pray for the people that are calling out to you now. They can accept the things that are said and say, yes, I believe that. There's God right there. So we pray for the people that listen in on the internet and CDs, Lord. Just undertake for them, doesn't matter where they are. They're our brothers and sisters, and we would love to have them here. But it's not possible because of distance and time. But there is going to be a time. where when they are with us, that they'll never leave us. We them or them for us. Look, we're all one in one family of God. Just help us, Lord, to listen to what the service has got for us today. May we just take what you have for us. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen.
Should we just stand and sing number 164, I Looked Over Jordan? Isn't he wonderful? And I'll ask Brother Howard to come.
Wonderful.
wonderful.
Amen. And that's a wonderful song when you can sing that last verse. Oh, sorry, the last line. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise be to the Lord. God bless you all. As Lee probably knows, and Brother Brian knows, that we are broadcasting live on video right now. It's very clear. Is that right, Brother Brian? That's good. So God bless you all for joining. Praise the Lord, we're here. Probably won't do that again, but I'm just saying that we know you're there. And there's people listening from all parts of the world, and it's, well, we welcome you to our service as normal. I just want to say something about the telecast or the video broadcast live. While I'm here, it'll be broadcast on video. While I'm not here, it'll be back to audio again if I'm going to be away, because I'm the only one at the moment knows how to do it. And also, the services are also available on backup, so you can go back later and listen to them on audio. And also, this video service is also available online afterwards. Maybe next week you could view it. So just thought I'd bring that to your attention. And we just pray the Lord will bless us. But most of all, we want the Holy Spirit to be here. We can have all the technology we want, but to have the Lord here is everything. So the Lord bless you all. Who loves the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Praise be to God. So we just look forward to him speaking to us and showing us what we need to know. Yeah, I really felt the presence of the Lord this morning. Who felt the Lord here this morning? We were singing, man, I just wanted to cry. Just felt his presence come down. Because he's a wonderful God. He's a merciful God. He understands you. He knows what you're going through. And brothers and sisters, God wants to get close to you. It's, you know, he's when he gets far away from us, it's not God. It's us causing the problem. We're not praying. We're not seeking the Lord what we should be. We're just caught up with everything else. And when I say this, God's dealing with me about this. Very, very real. The coming of the Lord is at a hand. Seriously. I spoke to three people yesterday, invited them to the service. And if they're listening live, God bless you for joining in with us, because I gave my card how to join into the service. And I really appreciate it. You know, them listening and wanting to. There's one brother from the Philippines and two other people I met, a lady and a man, and I've invited them to join us. If you don't want to come to church, have a look on the video for a starter. If you see it and it's a real blessing to you, come and join us. Join into the fellowship. That's what we want. So it's just really wonderful. We need to get out and testify and. Because I believe the coming of the Lord is that close. It really is. And we need to really seek the Lord and to wake up. You know, Lord, you know, sometimes when a person's a little bit half asleep, we slap their faces, don't we? We bang, bang, wakey, wakey, come on. That's what God needs to do to me. And he is. Who believes God needs to do that to you? It's wake up call time. And we are running out of time. And I want to be my voice to be heard, not on the video, in heaven, that I'm telling the truth. That it's time to shake ourselves, get away from churchianity, and get into Christ. So I just pray that the Lord will help us today. I was talking to another man on Saturday, Friday, he was here, and he was doing something on my car, Brother Peter. Wonderful job. And I said to him, hey, I said, are you a Christian? You know, it's interesting to watch the reactions of some people. He said, well, I'm on the fence. I said, on the fence. Don't do that. It's too late in the day. He said, why? I said, we're in the end time. The coming of the Lord is at hand. I gave him the card and I said, you can join. He's from Hastings. You can join into our services. When you're here, you're welcome to come. He comes every week. And he stays overnight. So I just pray that God will speak to his heart, Brother Peter. Nice guy. Really nice. He spoke well of you too. And because he goes down there to Enterprise. So I just pray that the Lord will help us to be a greater witness. God is holding you accountable. Might as well say this. God's holding you accountable. He's holding me accountable to speak out and tell the truth. How are we going to fare on Judgment Day when they never told me, she never told me, and the Lord said, why didn't you tell them? You knew it. Or do we hide the talent? We hide that talent which God's given us. We don't use it. We bury it. We'll be responsible. I just don't want to be in that position on that day. So I wonder if we can stand for the reading of God's word from St. James chapter 5, verse 7, which says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, that's the Lord, waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Now here's the message to us. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now that is pretty wonderful admonition. I've entitled this message, Patient Unto the Coming of the Lord. Patient Unto the Coming of the Lord. And I want to read from the Amplified Bible just what we read. So be patient, brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. See how he keeps up his patient vigil over it until it receives the early and latter rains. So you also must be patient. Establish your hearts. Strengthen, confirm them in the final certainty, for the coming of the Lord is very near. We cannot say this morning, we have not heard this morning, I'm telling you, the coming of the Lord is near. And if I'm not here next week because he's come, no one can say I'd ever told you. I'm telling you in the name of the Lord. This is serious. Like the days of Noah. Oh, yes, no, yeah. You've told us that. It's going to rain, right? But one day, it rained. Right on time. The Bible says they knew not until the flood came and took them all away and they all perished. They did not take heed to the word of God. So these things are very serious, I believe. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would be with us and those who are joining with us in this service. Lord, that each one of us will take inventory and check up on the things in our life, Lord. I cannot check up on the sisters and the brothers. I've got to check up on my own life, Lord. I pray, God, that you will help me to get closer to you, Lord. For I truly believe with all my soul that your coming is at the door. And people are going to be caught unawares and not even realize the seriousness of the hour in which we're living. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us all to be more sincere and more dedicated, consecrated. And Lord, all those wonderfully earnestly contending for that faith. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. May you bless this word. May you bless it to my soul. Bless it to the souls of all those who would be listening, Lord. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's very clear today, very clear, that patience is required unto the coming of the Lord. You actually need it. And God's spoken about in his word and told us we're going to need it. Patience, not to be patient with your wife or your husband or your children or your workmates. Patient until the coming of the Lord. As the scriptures admonish us that we will need much patience. So that is telling us that There's a reason for that. God doesn't just say things willy-nilly in the Bible. He says things for a purpose. And he has said we're going to need patience unto the coming of the Lord. And brother, sister, everybody to listen this morning, this message is for you. God has laid this on my heart and he's allowed you all to be here to hear this. Because he's speaking to me and he's speaking to all of us. We all need to listen. Because it's very serious to take things on board. Otherwise, you'll be without excuse one day. So I just want to think about these things. I think that it's the time we're living in, the time that we're living in requires encouragement. Who believes that? As Brother Tim said, you know, the world's just pressing you down. You know, we need encouragement to keep going. We need patience unto the coming of the Lord. And may God, through his word, encourage us, each one that listens. It says in Romans 10:17, we can read this. So then, faith cometh by hearing. And you people on the video, you should be able to see it on the back screen quite clearly. You should be able to see the scripture. So that'll save you having to necessarily look up every time. Because I go quite fast because I got a good worker up the top there who puts it up there, Nancy. So you just can look on the screen and see it. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Or of the word of God. By can also mean of. So we see that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. If we're not reading our Bibles, your faith will get low. If you're not hearing the preaching, your faith will go low. If you're not in fellowship, your faith will go low. Brothers and sisters, you are going to drain yourself dry. We'll talk about more of that later. The best comfort we can receive in this day is from God's word. It's eternal in the heavens. You can rest your soul on it. Why? Because we know God will come, God's word will come to pass just as he said. The hour we're living in requires godly patience. It really does. I'm going to keep saying that because I want it to strike into your hearts to think about this. You're going to need godly patience in this hour. I'm telling you, it's so needful. And we've been told, we know from the scriptures that patience is a must. God's mentioned it specifically about this generation. He's mentioned specifically about the day we're living in. You're going to need patience for the coming of the Lord. And it's a dangerous thing when a person becomes impatient. It really is dangerous. You've all seen them. I've seen them. I'm talking about the natural now. Why is it dangerous when people become impatient? Because they have a tendency, when they're impatient, to make wrong decisions and take wrong actions under pressure. Oh, why isn't he here? Oh, why didn't they come? They said they were going to come. Well, I'm going to do this myself. Uh-oh. When you start doing that, you're just lining yourself up for trouble. We need to have patience. And I think this is very, very important. How much more in this crucial hour that we're living in, as we've been admonished by the word of God and warned by the word of God to have godly patience. It's like we've been pre-warned of a great need of patience. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it great that God has warned us? He said, wakey, wakey, wake up, brother, sister, wake up, wake up, shake yourselves. Now, I've got a wealth of scriptures I can't give you this morning, but it's talking about people falling asleep. They actually fall asleep. And the Bible says they're dreary, lukewarm, half asleep, you know, just, oh, I love the Lord, they say, and go back to sleep. What an awakening when he comes. You've got to know him. He's got to have faithful fellowship with you every day. Who believes that? We've got to be in communion with God every day. And as we speak about this, the scriptures we've just read, who is it addressing? Is it addressing the world? No. It didn't say that. It says, be patient, therefore, brethren. This is a warning to the church unto the coming of the Lord. He said, it's a warning to the brethren, not to them outside there. They don't know about the coming of the Lord. Maybe they should, but maybe some do. But brothers and sisters, in general, they don't even know what you're talking about. If you ask them, who's Jesus Christ, they look at you sideways. They don't even know about the Lord, let about his coming. That's awful, isn't it, Brother Tez? They don't know about the Lord. It's terrible. We've got a job to do. We've got to be workers. We don't want to be sitting around pleasing ourselves, satisfying the flesh, and just having everything easy going, slothful, spirit of slothfulness the Bible speaks about. Brother and sister, we want to get out there and tell them. So God knew that we would need patience just before his coming. Some, unfortunately, will fall out of the race. They'll actually fall by the wayside. Many shall fall by the wayside because a lack of patience. The symptoms of a lack of patience are, I want to speak about this and you can judge for yourself. Firstly, if we know the scriptures, we will in some way be prepared if we know the word of God. What are the symptoms of a lack of godly patience? What will you see amongst maybe some professing Christians? What will we see? The Bible reveals that the Lord will... Is everyone listening? Say amen.
Amen.
You people out there listening? Say amen. The Lord says this. He's going to delay his coming. Now, if you know that, you've got a head start. You know why he's not here yet. Be honest with you, I thought he would have been here by now. Truly. But he's not. Let's read the Bible. And this is why patience goes out the window. It's because God hasn't turned up and they don't even read their Bibles. And to see that the Bible speaks about his delay. We see it's going to be a delay. So that is clearly apparent in a number of scriptures that we'll bring this morning. And that is number one reason of people's impatience. Where's the Lord? I thought he's coming. I was at a meeting 20 years ago and they said, the coming of the Lord is at hand. Where is he? Where is he? Yo, he said he is coming. Why isn't he here yet? You need patience. Godly patience. Now that's clear. Who believes that's amen?
Amen.
The scriptures declare it. And we'll see amongst that many believers become impatient. The Bible reveals that the Lord will delay his coming. He will delay his coming. That is the number one reason of people's impatience. It's almost like a great test for you. A great test just before he returns to take his bride. Notice carefully, this prophecy is given for our generation. Who believes we're in the last days? This is without question the last days. This prophecy is for you. In Luke chapter 12 from our Lord Jesus, verse 43, we read this. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so sleeping. Does your Bible say that? Doing. He wants us to be doing. I'm so glad I was able to speak to four people in 2 days. I must admit, I don't do that like that very honestly, but I've just been really challenged. And I came up to this person and I said, well, I want to tell you about... I was telling somebody else, but I might as well tell you too. You need to know this. I told them, coming of the Lord is at hand. Praise the Lord. So we read on here. Shall find so doing. You find the Lord comes, he finds you working for him. Not working for yourself, not pleasing yourself, not satisfying your flesh, not just doing all the pleasurable things. He wants you, you're a worker. We're not on a holiday. We're in a battle. And we need to know these things. Of a truth I say unto you, Jesus said, that he will make him ruler over that he hath, those that are working when he comes. And if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Now, brother and sister, I'm telling you, there is a delay, and it's everywhere in the scripture. Watch what the word says. Then you're prepared to understand why it's this way. He says, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunken. Oh my. That's what it produces in you. We'll get on to that. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. We're so busy, our program, we've got this going, we've got that going. All these things, these projects we have. He'll come when you're not expecting him. He'll be gone. The door will shut, like in the days of Noah. And those who were in, and those who were out. And there's no way of crossing in and out. So, oh Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, 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 Lord. He's gone and shut the door. And brother and sister, these things are very serious to me. They're serious to my family, to my children, to my wife, but more so to me. I want to be ready. I don't want to be caught out when he comes. And so they're drunken, and the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware. Oh, that's awful. Nothing about worse than ignorance. Not even aware that this was the coming of the Lord days. Just lived on as if nothing's going to happen. And I'll cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Now that's a terrible fate. Now let's talk about this. Isn't that an awful thing to appoint him his portion with the unbelievers? That's terrible, brother and sister. Why? He had no patience. He wasn't ready. The first thing we noticed, it's never an open confession of doubt. Now I want you to listen to this. Really spoke to my heart. It's not an open confession of doubt from your mouth to others or anyone. It says, if that servant say in his heart, he didn't speak it, but he thought it. The Lord delayeth his coming. He wasn't aware that there was a delay. But their actions will declare their lack of patience. The way they conduct themselves, we'll see. They begin to ill-treat their own brothers and sisters. That's a sign of lack of patience of the coming of the Lord. It says they beat the men, servants and maidens. They went and brought persecution in all sorts of ways, small and great. And the brothers and sisters of the household of God, like they lose respect for the body of Christ. Never lose respect for one another. Brother and sister, keep that high. Never be judgmental of one another, because we're all a bunch of failures, a lot of us. Just pray for one another. Encourage one another. So they lose respect for the body of Christ. Secondly, they begin to manifest a careless and carefree life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm predestinated. You ever heard that? That's a scary statement. To be resting on that. Now you can say that in the right way too. But it says they have a manifest a careless and carefree life. They are no longer are they chaste or and circumspect about the things of God. They don't get chastisement. They don't. If they do, they ignore it. And brothers and sisters, that's a great sin to ignore chastisement from the Holy Spirit. It's a great sin. They begin to backslide. You know, backsliding is a terrible thing. Backslide is not a rush. It's just a gentle slide. I was like this today, but tomorrow I'm not so much like this. And we slip. And before long, you don't even notice it, but you're changing. Whereas before you had real convictions and earnestness and wanting to do right, and after a while it sort of doesn't bother you. It doesn't even come to your mind anymore. You just let it go, and you're getting further and further away. You're sliding like on a slippery slope. You're just slipping, slipping, slipping. The Bible says these things. very clearly. The Bible says they eat and drink and become drunken. And people say, oh, I think it's okay. You know, I know there's people that love to drink and drink wine and everything. They never used to and never would. But now it's okay. Listen, God doesn't change his mind. They start getting into this stuff. It makes them worse. Makes them careless and carefree. Because the Lord's not here yet. Nothing's happened to me. In other words, their daily living comes before the things of God. They say they love the Lord, but their lives say otherwise. Another symptom of the lack of patience for the coming of the Lord. Another symptom. And this one is even more dangerous because it's slow acting. They begin to manifest spiritual laziness. Now, brother and sister, I want you to listen. It's nothing to do with going out and helping somebody chop wood. Spiritual laziness is you don't pray like you used to. If something comes up, you're too busy. You can't pray. I'm too tired. Somebody rang me up. They want me to do this. Listen, you put seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put God first. Who believes that? Say amen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You say, oh, brother Howard, I need this and I need that. I need money, I need food, I need clothing. Jesus said, know you not that your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But put them first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Spiritual laziness and carefree, lethargy. It's a terrible spirit. It's a demon. It's a devil that binds you to send you to hell. That's what it's trying to do. You need to stand up against it. You need to take stock of yourself. You need to bring every thought into captivity. And just shake yourself, for the hour's here. The hour is here. Matthew 25, verse 1. Jesus speaking about it again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. You see, brother and sister, these people, these foolish people, are actually claiming to be the bride. That's what he said. But they're fools. Now that's very challenging. Let's read on. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them, didn't take the Holy Spirit with them. Just happy to know the word and to study the word, but no Holy Spirit in here. But the wise took oil in their vessels. Hallelujah. God wants to live in you. The Holy Spirit's got to be in your vessel. Know you not, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. With their lamps, with the word of God. And while the bridegroom tarried. Delay. Jesus just didn't make up a story. It was a delay. And what happened when the brides went out to see the Lord come and he delayed his coming? What does the Bible say about that? They went to sleep. That's the danger. They actually all slumbered and slept. Brother and sister, I don't want to do it. Who wants to be awake and alive and full of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Who desires that today? Brother and sister, we're going to seek for it. God will give it to us. He's promised to give it to us. They went to sleep. Very awful thing to see. Here again, we see the Lord foretelling of God. He is delaying his return. Patience unto the coming of the Lord. We need it. And in the meantime, be careful how you live while you're waiting. And this is why we all need patience unto the coming of the Lord. It's because of this, the waiting brides all began to spiritually sleep. The Bible says they were. And people say, oh, that was a foolish version. No, the wise did too. Didn't say the foolish only. They all slumbered and slept. And because nothing was happening, they took a carefree attitude. Oh, I'm all right. Everything's going fine for me. Lord's still blessing me. May God help us all. These are the same symptoms as prophesied elsewhere concerning our day. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, we read the following, 1 to 4. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now, we're reminding ourselves here this morning. I need to be reminded every day. I don't care how many times you preach to me, I want to be reminded. That we may be mindful of the words that were spoken by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Saviour. Knowing this first, that it shall come in the last days. Scoffers are here, right now. The scoffers are here with us in this last day. Listen to this. I know what they're scoffing about. Walking after their own lusts, pleasing themselves, having a great time. I'm free in the Lord. Ever heard that? I'm free. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is he? Where is the Lord? He said he is coming. Where is the promise? Well, since the fathers fell asleep, all our ancestors and all the preachers throughout the ages, they've all gone to sleep, been taken. All things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. So there's no change, Brother Howard. It's all the same as ever was. They are scoffers. And when you hear people saying that, that is a sign to you of the closeness of his coming. It's absolutely the truth. It's what Jesus told us about this last day. Last day scoffers, it's called. He said it. And who are these people? Those that are absolutely aware of this Lord's return, they know about it. We're not talking about the world. It's all the world's out there haven't done their thing. We're talking about people who are claiming to be Christians and believers and everything else. These are the ones he's addressing. The world know nothing of it. But the believers do. They know what the scriptures and prophets have said. But they run out of patience. This lack of patience is an inherited human failure. We see it everywhere. Which we must all personally address. I've got to address it. You've got to address it. You people out there got to address it. Everyone has to address this problem. In the Old Testament, it's spoken of. In Jeremiah 17:15. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Let him come now. He said he's coming. Where is it? Why isn't God's word being fulfilled? He said he's coming in this day. We see the signs about us. That's a whole subject. Now listen to this amazing scripture in Ecclesiastes. This is, I tell you what, God spoke to me of this scripture years ago. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. In other words, a person has done something wrong and they're not thrown into prison, they just walk out. It's not executed speedily. Because of that, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Nothing happened to me. I didn't go to church, didn't bother me. Didn't happen right away. But it will. Doesn't matter what you look at. All sorts of things. God's told you to do something, we won't do it. I'm feeling good. Everything's well. God's providing our every need. Because it's not executed speedily, therefore the heart of that man, that woman, is fully set in them to do evil. They carry on in their backslidden ways. Here we see it in the exact problem. They ran out of patience. And assume that God does not see their works, but he does. God knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're thinking. A special notice, these people are fully aware of the word of the Lord. And brother and sister, Israel was full of it, big time. The things they did, they transgressed against the word of the Lord. Terrible. It's amazing. God kept Israel. But you know what? He had promised to keep him. And you know what? He's promised to keep you too. Hallelujah. What a glorious thought. If he doesn't keep us, brothers and sisters, we're in trouble. But you know, if we're going to be kept, he's going to chastise us. And he's going to wake us up and show us what we're doing wrong. As he says, slap our faces and say, come on, wake up, wake up. It's later than you think. So it's a scary time to be living in. We see the real attitude problem amongst the believers today. So subtle. People are running out of patience unto the coming of the Lord. But the word of God clearly tells us the symptoms are numerous. The symptoms are numerous. Many of them. Again, Jesus giving us the last day prophecy in Matthew 24. Now you can judge, well, it's just my ideas or what the scriptures are saying. It's very clear to me. It's just everywhere for us to notice. Jesus said, and then many shall be offended. They get offended because he hasn't come yet. Offended because God's not doing this, God's not doing that. And shall betray one another. There's the beating of the men servants, maidens, beating of them, betraying one another. Ah, look in every problem except ourselves. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise. And if prophets, we know prophets today are preachers too. That's what a prophet is actually. Preachers. Many shall arise, false prophets, and shall deceive many. We've got to be so careful how we walk. We've got to get close to God. Be very careful. Again, false doctrines trying to make him come early, saying the Lord has come already. I've heard that. The Lord has already come. Has that happened before? Yes. It's in the Bible and warns us. 2 Timothy 2:18 says this, who concerning the truth have erred, have made mistakes, gone to error, saying that the resurrection has passed already and overthrow the faith of some. Some even believe we're in the millennium. Did you know that? Is people actually believe they're in the millennium? Well, I can say you've got one disappointed brother right here. If this is the millennium, brother, listen, I believe we're coming to a kingdom and a city whose builder and maker is God with his perfect love and unity and sweetness. Who believes this? And that's why we come to church, is to get close to God. For we're going to leave without saying goodbye, the song says. We're leaving without saying goodbye. Back to our reading, Matthew 24, verse 12 says, and because iniquity shall abound. Iniquity is knowing you should do it and refuse to do it. There's going to be a lot of that. It shall be abounding in iniquity. That's iniquity. The love of many, many shall wax cold. They no longer have their fervent love for the Lord Jesus anymore because everybody is just doing their own thing. There's no fear of God. There's no expectancy of his coming. I think it's all going to go on the same. Oh, I've got news for you. It's not going to go on always the same. One day, God came down into Egypt. They came down into Egypt. Every day was the same. They'd worked for over 430 years. They'd been working as slaves. The Lord said he'd send a deliverer. The Lord said every prayer was, Lord, send a deliverer. For 400 years. We haven't even lived 100. But one day, right on time, he came. And when God started to move in Egypt, the supernatural was let loose upon the nation. And I believe the supernatural is going to be let loose upon our lives. Do you believe this? And brothers and sisters, you've got to be ready for it. You can't be dreaming half asleep. You've got to know that he's coming and be patient and wait for him to move, not us move, him to move. The love of many shall wax cold. But, verse 13 says, but he that shall endure. Endurance is what we need. Unto the end, the same shall be saved. Not those that start, but those that finish. That's why we need his patience. Now, God's children will hold on. Isn't that a wonderful attribute? Brother Tim, we'll hold on. Not you, but something within me. Got a hold of the reins. There's something within me. I cannot explain. There's something that's hungering for God. There's something that's seeking to get closer to him. Who feels that way, say amen.
Amen.
So we see this is an attribute of the child of God. They are not impatient. They, by God's grace, hold on to the end. Furthermore, they are kept by the power of God. God's power will come upon you. You say, I can't get close to God. I can't feel God. Listen, if you are a child of God, he's going to get onto your case. And you need to be ready when he comes knocking at your door. God is not an imaginary God. He's a supernatural God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. It says here in 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that's heaven, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you and for me. Is it for you? Say for me. For you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto the salvation ready to be revealed in the last times. Brothers and sisters, everywhere you look, it's more about our day than any other day in the Bible. So we're all without excuse this morning. And they will endure to the end. They are not easily influenced. Somebody tries to show them something, but doesn't do anything for them. They're settled and they're steadfast. Oh, I love those words. Settled and steadfast. Not up today, down tomorrow. Up, down, all in, out. Nah, I don't want that sort of life. They know the hour they are living in, and they will not be caught unawares. They're not going to be caught unawares. Oh, I didn't know that was there. Caught unawares. I didn't know he's coming next month. Caught unawares. But the sad part is it'll be too late then. You've got to be ready. In Luke 21:34, as we come to an end, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Cares of this life is a plague and a disease of the last days. It's maybe not doing anything bad, but it's just getting so caught up. I'm busy here, I've got to go there. Hello, what are we saying? Phones going and running around, running. They're caught up with the cares of this life. I've got to say, they want me to come over to their place for a barbecue. I've got to do this. I want to have them for tea. And I'm all for that. That's great. But listen, brother and sister, don't get caught up with it. The cares of the life and that day come upon you unawares. Unawares. This is a warning from the Holy Spirit, from his word. Whereas a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Isn't that amazing? As a snare is an unseen trap. A snare is the jungle men, they put a trap in the pathway of the antelopes coming down there, or the deer, or whatever it is. They put a hole in the ground, they put branches over, you don't even see it, they're unawares. That's a snare. They're pounding along as usual, then bang, down into the hole they go. Caught unawares. Watch ye therefore. There's a warning from our Lord Jesus. Watch ye therefore. Don't go to sleep. Wake up. Don't dream. Wake up. Say, Lord, I should be watching what I'm doing, where I'm going. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. And stand before the Son of Man. Lord, we're praying this morning that you'd grant us that we may escape these things that have come this earth. I don't want to even get into what the world's doing, because it's so corrupt and so evil and so perverted. I don't even want to talk about it. You know it's out there. One day they're going to shut this church down. One day they want to crucify you because you're not stand, because you won't come along with the world. You won't go along with their evil ways. I want to read you something Brother Branham said. He said this: the time is at hand, church. It is too. The time is at hand. Don't wait any longer. See. How do you know the rapture is not going on all the time? First thing you know, it'll be past. One disappearing here and there, it'll be gone. The first thing you know, the judgment will strike the world. You'll say, well, I thought this, it's too late now. Remember, they didn't know it until the day that they entered into the ark, and then it was too late. Too late! But they knew. He had preached for 120 years. They knew the sermons backwards, but they weren't in the ark when the time came. The foolish virgin didn't know until she came back and found the wise virgins were gone. Then she was left for that tribulation period. What a time to be left behind. You know, there's this movie out there, I haven't seen it, but it's called Being Left Behind. Don't be left behind, brothers and sisters. Be sincere. Be patient unto the coming Lord. Spend more time with Him in prayer. Waiting on God. Don't get caught up with the world. Don't get caught up with the cares of this life that's holding you back and restraining you from prayer. Don't do that. Don't let us become impatient. Ask God to make us more sincere and vigilant. Ooh, I love that word. Vigilant. As we await His coming. Let us draw closer to God for the remainder of this year that we're living in. Like no other time, let us be more vigilant. It won't be long now before Jesus will come. One day, people will be coming to church. I pray it's not you. They'll come to this church. They won't be here. We won't be here. Listen, it's going to happen. Make sure you are awake. Make sure that you are patient unto the coming of the Lord. And Romans 2:7 says, to them who by patient continuance, patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and all mortality, eternal life. Brothers and sisters, these things to me are deadly serious. I cannot even express it. I wish I could. But it only takes the Holy Spirit to make it real to you from His Word. But I want to finish with one more scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't quit. Be patient. Which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. It's everywhere in the Bible. You are in need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. There's coming a time, ending of the tarrying period. Brothers and sisters, when he finishes the tarrying, you make sure you're ready. We want to be ready. We want to be close to God. Don't you love Him? Yes. I love you. I love you all. I love you people out there. But you know what? The Lord Jesus loves you more. So we need to be ready. May God help us to be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Shall we just stand for prayer? Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we're very conscious of the seriousness of these things. These are sobering times, Lord, not a time to be gay and jumping around. And people, sometimes you see people just full of happiness and, oh, the Lord is so wonderful. He's a wonderful God. He's a good God. but he is also a serious God. And he wants us to see us take note of his word. If you love me, he said, you'll keep my commandments. So, Lord, may it not just be in jumping up and down and shouting, but may it be a life behind that, Lord. I ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may you bless every brother and sister here. I pray that you'll speak to every heart. And those out listening, Lord, may they also receive from you. For, Lord, we want to be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Move upon us, Lord. We see that the doors are closing. And you'll close the door. And eventually, we can cry and shout and repent and seek God. It'll be too late then. The door has been shut like it was in the days of Noah. Lord, they knocked on the door. Noah opened unto us. He said, I cannot open the door. I never shut it. God closed the door. Brothers and sisters, if you can hear the voice of God speaking to you, you need to take heed to it. Don't go to sleep on the job. Say, oh, yeah, I felt a little funny feeling. It's more than a funny feeling. It's trusting the Lord and obeying Him. God is giving you an opportunity this morning. This may be your last. I don't know. But you need to take heed and listen to what the Spirit's saying. For it's late in the day. May God help us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask these things. Amen. Time clock is striking the hour. Jesus will soon descend. Hallelujah, what a day. Clothed in the garments of power, the reign of sin to end. Then will this anthem be ringing like Is anybody that God has spoken to this morning, you feel God is dealing with you? Not me. I cannot deal with you. I've got to deal with myself. But I need God too. But God is speaking to your heart and you need to do something about it. I'm giving the opportunity to come to this altar of God. That He may give you a touch and fill you with the Holy Ghost and give you a desire to walk closer to Him, knowing that time is running out and we need to be patient until His coming. We need to walk closer to God. I'm giving that opportunity to come. You know, brothers and sisters, one of these days we're going to see a risen saint. We're going to see them. They're going to come out of the grave first. The Bible says they shall, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Just like when Jesus, you know, when He came out, the saints of the Old Testament seen walking around the streets of Jerusalem. Isn't that wonderful? There's Abraham, there's Sarah, there's Joseph. They came out of their graves. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen now. Are you ready to see it? Are you ready to go with them? And they'll be changed. And the Bible says they will be changed. And we'll all be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. What a glorious time. That's what I live for. That's what I cry for. That's what I travel for. Just want to say, brother, sister, travel is not a picnic. Cost you something. Those of you who travel know what it's about. We are going to have to do something for us here. The coming of the Lord is at hand. I really encourage you. God has spoken to you. How, don't turn Him aside. He may not come again. If He's knocking, you need to open the door. Beautiful, wonderful story. Jesus inside.
Do you know the time's near in your heart? Do you feel that calling for all the mistakes that you might have made and you trip up and you did this wrong, that wrong? But down deep underneath, in here, there's that call that only God can give. All we've got to do is respond to it, because it's terrible, terrible, terrible if you don't. God's calling. How many times did my father knock on that piece of wood right there? And my younger brother there as well. I'm doing it too. Do you hear that knock? Is it happening to you? We've got to do something about it. got to get real. I'm just going to pray, and when I finish that, we'll play a Beautiful Christ, Beautiful Christ, and just let the Lord bless it. And we're just going to thank the Lord for our luncheon and fellowship. And I wish we could have another few thousand people here. And as people are looking in down here, hope they would come as well. But we know they can't do the impossible for us, but God can. May the fellowship that we have be theirs too. Lord Jesus, we know that you're a wonderful, beautiful, holy God. Not only that, Lord, you are the only God. Everything else is just false. It's not God at all. But we have the Lord Jesus Christ that made heavens and earth, the one that called us. We could feel you calling. There was a time once, Lord, and I didn't take note years ago. Didn't take note. Then I started to get guilty. You knew that, Lord. And you kept wooing me. Kept causing me to think about these things. And I was still missing on the blessings that God had because I didn't take it on board. And the day came that I had to do something about it. Lord, we all come to that. And it's a privilege that God Himself, Almighty God, called me in my heart. Lord, just bless the people that heard these services, Lord, and the one this afternoon, Lord. And we're about to have a luncheon and fellowship. And we just thank you for that food that the people have bought, that you have provided. May the fellowship be just as sweet. We ask these things in Jesus' name and cause us, Lord, to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ no matter what. We ask it in your precious and holy name now. Just let's sing Beautiful Christ, Beautiful Christ, and then you're dismissed.
Beautiful Christ, beautiful Christ, King of my life is He.
Yes.
You as you enjoy lunch.